10:31, jy is ingeskakel by KSC at Work, saam met my Michelle, maar nou eers op die lyn, verwelkom ek vir Mike Pashut. Good morning, how are you doing?
Good morning, Michelle. I am superb and I hope you are well, and hello to the listeners.
Now, this morning, I want to talk about cost seems to be rising across the board, and my question is, what is the way forward for consumers looking to safeguard themselves, if at all, when it comes to getting from point A to B, and whether through private or public transport? Mike, please answer this for us.
let me give you the positive firstly. 2026. Everything that happens this year has happened in the past. In 2008, we had the world financial crisis. There's always been a precursor to what we're dealing with. Number one, I think the oil price is going to be short-lived. But what I want to say to the listeners, and very often people say, I want to buy a car and my budget is the following, and it's a tight budget. You spoke about public transport, especially in Cape Town, public transport is improving. But I'm a big believer in using Uber or any of the e-hailing services. If you took any of our listeners, Michelle, and you asked them, what does it cost per month to run a car? The car itself, the maintenance, the insurance, the fuel, and the unforeseen. I'll put my neck on a block. In the vast majority of cases, it would be cheaper to Uber. And that is my advice. Consider not owning a car, or as a family, consider one car instead of two cars and using e-hailing services.
So why are electric cars suddenly becoming more affordable than hybrids in some cases?
So electric is not, unfortunately, I'm not sure who mentioned that electric cars are more affordable. Electric cars' cost of initial purchase is generally higher than plug-in hybrids. And the problem with electric cars, unfortunately, and people are seeing it across the board, is the limitation on your range. As you said to me, I'm looking at going the electric route, so to speak. Plug-in hybrids would be the way to go. You're getting the best of both worlds. You're getting the normal engine when you run out of range, and you've got the electric component when you're in the city, so to speak. But if you're looking for the best medium, definitely not full electric, plug-in hybrid is your ideal.
Now, Mike, what should buyers look out for in sales?
So, again, obviously, that's a very, very broad question. One of the things always I say to people is whatever you are buying, do your homework first. Do your homework on the actual car that you're looking at. Has it got good reviews? Has it got good track records? And then particularly where you buy, Michelle. We've got an advice line that I'm very, very proud of. And the vast majority of challenges we deal with is a customer will come to us and say, Mike, I bought a vehicle from ABC Garage and I've got a problem.
Yeah.
I can say to you respectfully that ABC Garage, you would have known you were going to have a problem if you just read their Google or Hello Peter reviews. So always be very, very careful where you buy from. Buying from a quality outlet, you won't have a problem, but you're welcome to share my details with the listeners, or they can go to Change Cars website and find my details. Our advice is free.
Now, it says booming used car market, and why more consumers are choosing pre-owned vehicles?
All comes down to value for money. It's very, very simple. If a new car cost 500,000 Rand and the same product used was between 300 and 400,000 Rand, you've always got to assume, and it's a fact, that more people have got the lower amount disposable. What also I want to say to the public, used cars are very, very good. Modern cars have an exceptional quality. You can get extended warranties on them. You can get extended maintenance plans. Yes, if money's no object, of course you would buy new and everybody would buy new. But if you're looking for the best value for money, a 2 to 3 year old used car, still with a warranty, still got a service or maintenance plan in place, in my personal opinion, is a far better option. And that simply is why used cars are more popular.
Then how drivers can reduce fuel and running costs, especially with the forecasted 4 Rand plus petrol hike next month, Mike?
So a lot of people, I believe, don't drive efficiently. simple little things. You're driving on the highway, your windows are open. You're driving on the highway, you're not in top gear at all times, i.e. fifth gear or top gear in an automatic. So to how to reduce your fuel, those are two simple things. Don't drive with your windows open on the highway. Also, don't laugh. Make sure your tires are inflated to the absolute correct pressure. Tires that are underinflated cause more drag on the vehicle, so uses more fuel. And then the very last one, make sure your car is regularly serviced, so it's operating optimally. I've seen it time and time again. People come in, they complain about poor fuel consumption, and it's something as basic as needing new spark plugs, new air filter, new fuel filter, and problem solved.
Now, jet fuel surcharges mean more people on the road. Easter's around the corner. What do we need to know here to get safely to our destinations?
Apologies, Michelle. Just kindly repeat that question. I didn't follow the beginning part.
The jet fuel surcharges mean more people on the road. And Easter's around the corner. What do we need to know to get safely to our destinations?
I don't understand the component of jet fuel, but regarding getting safely to your destination, always just making sure your car is well serviced and in good, optimal condition. The basics, good quality tires, they're correctly inflated, good quality windscreen wipers on your car. If you keep your car in good condition, you're going to get to your destination safely.
Mike, always an honor to have you on the line here on Radio Casey, but where can people find out more? If they have any questions, go and read up about more about all the all the stuff that you put out there for the people, the questions they ask, the things they want to know.
Thank you. So the honor is mine, and I mean that. I'm available whenever yourself or the listeners wish to have me on. It's an honor to be on such a fine station. Our website address is changecars.co.za. If your listeners go to the site, my email address and my personal cell phone number is there. We have a lot of media content on the Change Cars podcast. Just remember changecarspodcast.co.za. And I look forward to answering any questions that you or the listeners have. And thank you for the opportunity, Michelle.
Always a pleasure. You must have an awesome day. Goodbye, Mike.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Mike Bashut, altyd lekker om saam met hom te gesels, dat ons op datum hou met daai vraag wat 'n mens maar altyd wil weet. Veral met die petrolpryse wat daar gewink word om te styg, en dis binnekort paas naweek. Ons wil 'n lang pad vat, ons wil 'n bietjie die oop pad vat, maar ja, die kostes, en jy kyk dalk uit vir 'n nuwe motor, en soos hy nou sê, 'n goeie tweedehandse een is net so goed as om daai splinter nuwe een van die vloer af te koop. Van daai demos wat dalk 'n 2 jaar oue motor is. Net so goed. Hy het nog steeds al daai voordele wat saam met 'n splinternuwe motor uitkom. Dit is net meer bekostigbaar. 10:39